You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Well, not the last one I haven't listened to, but the one before you said Great White North, and I looked out my window here, and it was freaking snowing. Oh my gosh, it was coming down like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Oh, this was a fun morning, I'll tell you what.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we finally did it.
Yeah, we did. We got there.
I have so much security on my phone, and I went and I checked my internet, and we go through our cable company, and it says Shaw Cable, whatever. But I'm looking at it and going, that's not the one we usually use, so I had to change that as well. So there goes my security.
Yeah, all this technology stuff, anyway. It's crazy, isn't it?
All because you don't want somebody named Spam calling you.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, if it said back bacon, it would have been a different story. Would have got right through.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my word. Well,
oh, my gosh.
I'm all coffeed up.
We're
so
here now.
Yes, right. We are. Yeah. And thank you so much, Ellie, for coming on. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I tend to get a little apprehensive sometimes because of my voice.
Uh-huh.
I've got this inflammation thing happening, and I sometimes lose my voice, or I end up coughing, and then it goes all gravelly, and then it's like, oh, come on, I can't even have a normal conversation.
We're talking to seven different Ellies.
Oh, yeah, you could be.
Well,
how many personalities do I have?
Right.
As many voices as personalities.
That's for the other show. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Tony would love that one.
Heck yeah.
That's if he can get a hold of you.
Yeah, finally.
Well, you figured it out, and that's what counts, and you're here, and that's, that's just really awesome. It really is. We really do thank you for coming on.
No problem.
Do you have any questions for us?
I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. I'll tell you, ever since we started talking last year, I was like, I didn't want to push. I didn't want to, like,
eye drops.
What, are you all out of eye drops? No, you don't have to see anything. It's a phone call.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. You can sit in your jammies or
exactly,
whatever. No worries. And that's what I was wondering about, if you guys did Zoom calls.
We haven't.
And I'm thinking, geez, you know, that means I have to get dressed and look nice.
No. First of all, you don't want to see this end either. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's
like, and second of all,
it's not like I look like Tony. You know, he's like, you know, 6 foot tall and skinny and tan and, you know, looks good.
Yeah, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, I'm his dad and I'm like the total opposite. I'm like, you know, 4 inches shorter than he is. And I'm about 150 pounds more than he is. And I'm,
welcome to my world.
Yeah, right. I'm not bald because of choice. I'm bald because I'm just bald. So
he has a hair follicle deficiency.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've discovered that the older you get, the more hair you lose.
Well, you know, the funny thing
is, I used to have super long, thick blonde hair. Uh-huh. Now it's gray and sparse.
I know you feel.
Got hair.
Problem is,
it's not as thick as it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's not either. So.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I kind of look like, you know, I look now at 55 like I did when I was a baby. Same amount of hair, you know. Same amount of hair, same body style.
No hair, round and ugly.
Changed. Right now, the only thing that's different is I'm not wearing diapers. So.
Right.
Just give me time.
Well, hey, that could come.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Right? Comes around full circle real quick.
It does.
Man, we're hitting everything right now.
you come in one way and go out the same.
Yeah, and even when you're younger, you use a walker to get around.
That's
now
right.
We're starting to do that.
Yes. Who knew 55 was going to be like this?
Yes. So. Jazzy scooter is the latest scooter.
Yes, it is. Well, you know what we're going to do?
I want one of those.
Oh, I know, right?
My wife, Michelle,
has. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we have a grocery store right across the street from us. And there's just so many times where when you have health issues, mm-hmm. and you want to try and get somewhere, you have to improvise.
Yes, you do.
So we had some friends, and I had gone down to Canby, Oregon for the feast a few years ago, and I had bought myself a walker because I was starting to have some mobility issues. And if my roommate and I go to the mall or something like that, we'll take our walkers, and you feel a little odd, but then you look around and you see you're not the only one with a walker.
Nope. Right. Exactly.
You know, and even going across the street to the store, because of the snow, I haven't done that yet, but I need to get out and, you know, be a little bit more active.
Well, they don't have all-wheel drive walkers up there?
Oh, I wish.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's what we call scooters.
Yeah, there might be a chain law to them, though, too.
There could be. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, yeah, I guess that's a good way of saying it. Yeah. Or you want to have a conversation with us, you know, you can just contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the Hammer Lane Legends website, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Jack is always standing by, ready and waiting to get your emails. No matter how it is, that's what he's looking for. So,
he's ready to go, Wabbit.
He's ready to go. Silly Wabbit.
This is the Easter show.
You know what? Let me tell you. It's not, you know, when you worked all night long, you know, and then you just come home and you have, you know,
two pots of coffee.
Exactly. You got to keep yourself ready and going. So anyway.
Well, that's when you keep yourself fueled.
Tell them about the voicemail line.
Buy me a coffee.
That might be a good segue. Buymeacoffee.com.
Yes, buymeacoffee.com, because evidently today, Brian needs it.
Buymeacoffee.com.
/Howard/HammerLane.com. Anyway, it's all right. Voicemail, short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. You seen any crazy, wild, wacky?
Is that the voicemail line?
That's the voicemail line, 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-MERK.
6375.
Didn't I say that before?
No, you said okay. Merck.
515-585-6375. For those of you that can't spell.
Because the first time you said M-E-R-K, the second time right. You said Merck.
Okay, whatever. You can visit the website at HammerLaneLegends.com. Check out the gear section. If you see anything there you like, go ahead and buy it. Do it, whatever. We're also fully accessible on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media platforms.
The preparedness.
The world's going to shit. You want to buy some stuff that you haven't in stock, 30-year coffee, 25-year food. You don't eat it.
Happen.
You have a party there about the 24th year.
There you
That's
go.
Prepare with HLL.com.
Yes.
There you are.
You did. You nailed it.
We missed something.
No, you nailed it.
Sure.
Yeah. Buy me a coffee, voicemails, emails. And we really do want your emails.
Yes.
And
we did do it all.
Yeah, you hit them all. Yeah.
Wow, we hit it all. Look at that.
How about that? And today. And
today on the show, we have.
We are talking to Ellie
from the Great White North.
How are you doing, Ellie?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
You know how hard it is not to laugh at you guys.
How hard is it to be on this set?
That whole intro.
Well, look, it's real professionalism. We train an hour before we go on the air to do this.
Yeah, we train an hour. It seems like you showed up 3 minutes before it was time to go.
Hey, I was here, wasn't I?
It was a quick hour.
My gosh, that's too funny.
Oh, my word.
Funny, you guys.
Hey, they only told us we had to get everything on. That's all. They didn't say how it's supposed to sound.
Well, you know, it's
exactly.
Good. There you go. That's it. The job is done.
You know what I was thinking? You know, before we get the show started.
Yeah.
If we had Ellie's security system for her phone, how we couldn't get a hold of her over the northern border, we brought that down to the southern border, we should be able to stop a couple of those immigrants from coming over. I don't know. They all have cell phones coming across the wall.
You know, you always go to those places. It's like Mr. Politically, because you're a people person.
I am.
So.
Well, you know, you got to, hey, Biden and Trudeau there said we're going to strengthen our borders there. We're going to bring everybody back to the Canadian-American border that doesn't belong there.
Yeah, because everybody's just running across the American-Canadian border. We're just all trying to, you know, flip-flop countries.
Yes. They're boating in and trucking in the, you know, Yellowknife up there and coming south. No, they're not.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Ellie, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I am very well.
It's
thank you for asking.
It is good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on and having a conversation with us. This has been a blast, and this conversation is just going to get better.
Here we go.
Oh, I hope so.
So tell us.
I got a few good stories here. I was, when I arrive at the transit center to wait for passengers and whatnot, I'll pull out a book and I'll kind of go back into history through my brain and try and figure out the best stories. And some of them aren't the best, but, you know, it is what it is when you drive transit. And, all the different types of people that ride the bus, you know, every day, from babies who scream their heads off to people who like to sit right behind you with their conversation being broadcast through the whole bus because they have it on speakerphone.
Of course.
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad, but I want to know what you're talking about, and you're speaking Filipino? Come on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Do you know how rude that is for me to have to eavesdrop in another language?
See, now, you know, if you were in America, we would say, speak American. Hey. What do? You go French there? I mean, what's that? What would be that translation of saying there?
Huh? I don't know. I don't speak French.
I'm just curious.
All I would say is just like, if you guys are going to talk, go to the back of the bus.
There you go.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah. You know? And they talk so darn fast. It's like, is that even a language?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's the Evelyn speed reading lesson on the language.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Just over the years, you've heard all sorts of conversations in English, and you just kind of sit there and you shake your head and go, oh my God,
yep.
No wonder he left you.
And you know what the amazing thing is then you think to yourself, well, you know what? I'm not as screwed up as I thought I was.
Right.
And you thought your day was going bad.
There are crazier people than me.
Yep. Oh, yes, there sure are.
Oh, my word.
Speaking of crazy, I got one story here. I think I put it in the email that I sent Jack about a demon man. demon possessed guy. I was doing a trip downtown, and they had just started building this huge hotel. And the guy that owns the Rexall drugstores, it was from him. He was making this 55-story hotel. I could be wrong on that. But what they did was they demolished the Greyhound station. And they were digging this big hole where the parking lot was. And they had it all boarded up. And that was where one of our bus stops was, right on the corner there.
Okay.
So they had to move the bus stop over to the other side where there was an A&W and whatnot. And I'm sitting at the lights. I have a guy that was working construction. He was a regular, and he was just getting ready to get off. And he looked around me because he was standing beside me. And he says, there's somebody at your window. So I turned to my left, and because I was right out the curb, and it was a one-way street. And here's this guy trying to get in, crawl into the bus through the window. And I'm just kind of going, okay, this doesn't feel right. So I pointed to where the bus stop was and went through the light because it was red. It had turned green by that time. And stopped, let the other passenger off. And he says, are you going to be okay? Because this guy doesn't look right. And I says, no, I'll be fine. I says, I just have to go up a couple of blocks, turn around, come back, and head back to Sherwood Park. And so my passenger gets off, the guy gets on, and he was the creepiest looking thing. He was all dressed in black. He had long black trench coat, black t-shirt, black jeans. Everything about him was black, including his hair and his fingernails.
Wow.
And the vibe I got off of him made my hair stand up on the back of my neck. And I'm just not really saying anything, and he doesn't put any fare in. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no, I'm not even going to ask him about fare. This guy's too creepy. So I go up two blocks and turn right, and we have a bus stop on the corner, which from one of our colleges, and that's as far as we go on that route. And he was standing back by the wheel well right next to me, and I noticed out my peripheral that he was inching his way up, and the closer he got, it was like evil was just emanating from him.
Ooh.
And that the hair was getting, I mean, I could have wounded myself if I hadn't patted the back of my neck because my hair was so stiff. And I tell you, that was so, I don't even know what the word is. But I told him, I says, this is as far as I go. And you could see him licking his lips
and smacking his lips as if he was going to, I don't know, bite my neck or something. But I just opened the door and I looked at him and his whole face was evil.
Wow.
And scared the crap out of me. And I pointed him in the direction. He said something about West Edmonton Mall. That was the only words I got out of him. And I pointed across the street and I said, the bus to West Edmonton Mall, you catch over there. And he didn't want to get off the bus. And I says, you go now.
You know, you go now. You've been here for an hour.
Yeah. I said, get scram. You know, wow. I have to leave. And so he finally left. And that was one of the worst experiences I've had for creepiness.
Oh, my word.
I mean, I've had a lot of creepy people on my bus.
Oh, I bet.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing to that extent.
Yeah, that you do a job. First, let me just say, you do a job that is
that involves people. That
it's just know, as nighttime truck drivers, it's like, yeah, we don't, you know. I mean, it's not that we don't like people; we just don't really like people. Yes. we're people. We're people persons.
You stay in your lane in your car, right, and we're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay out of our way.
Yeah. But yeah, so you do a job that I look at, and I'm like, I don't know how you do that. And you know, thank God you do. I mean, I'm glad you're doing it, and that's fantastic. I just, you know, you always hope and pray for people's safety, like yourself doing the job you do, because you know, you don't know what you're going to get. It's not like there's a, you know, some type of vetting process before people get on the bus. They just get on. You know, and you don't know what you got till you got it.
Mm. Yeah. And over the years, like, I've been driving bus for over 20 years. So you get to kind of be able to read people.
Sure.
And there's a few cultures that will try and screw you out of there. And, you know, we have been told, don't argue with them. There was a guy several years ago, an Edmonton bus driver, and it wasn't too far from where we live, just a couple of blocks. Mm-hmm. He let this guy on the bus, and the guy wasn't going to pay him any fare, I guess. And the guy hauled the bus driver out of his seat outside the bus and just wailed on him for asking him for fare.
Oh, my word.
And the guy ended up losing his eye.
Wow.
I don't know which one it was, but just some of the crime that goes on around here is just, you know, insane.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things.
We're just laying to rest here on Monday, two young police officers that were murdered by a 15 or 16-year-old guy.
Wow.
And it was in my old neighborhood when I grew up, so I knew exactly where it was. And a few days before, he had shot a guy from a Pizza Hut. And he ended up shooting himself in the head, I guess with an assault rifle or something.
Wow.
But one of the ladies on my bus, she works at Dirk's Formal Wear, and I had to drop some Avon catalogs off to her the other day. And they do the uniforms for the police officers and the fire department and ambulance and you know, all those professions. Right. And they had over 1,000 uniforms that they had to get ready for Monday.
For the funeral.
Actually, it would be tomorrow.
Wow.
Because the funeral's on Monday. And they have on-site tailors and whatnot. She took me for a tour of the store when I was there. Wow. And it was so busy. There was police officers and ambulance and fire department guys coming and going. And I was only there for maybe half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I say, the crime up here is getting worse. But then again, we're in the end time. So,
amen.
You know, I won't go there. But it's that's one thing I like about my job, is I can share the gospel.
There you go.
Because I'm a believer, you know, and the seeds planted, whether they listen or not, you know, that's that's up to the Holy Spirit, and I just go from there.
Right.
You know, I've had some pretty wild conversations with people. I've been reported for agreeing with a guy that Trudeau should be gone in an untimely manner. Right. And gotcha. I wasn't necessarily agreeing with him,
right,
but I was coming into the transit center and I was trying to park my bus in my slot, and I'm concentrating on that because we have cameras in our buses. Uh-huh. So they pulled the film and they watched it. And even the inspector says, no, you really were not agreeing with him. You were just, you know, absentmindedly, probably not even listening to what he was saying.
Right, and you're concentrating
truly,
on what you're doing.
You know, I really did not hear what he said. Yeah. But it was like, you're just agreeing because you're just agreeing.
Yeah, just to be, you know,
right. I mean, you know, on the flip side, you're, on the flip side of that, she could, you know, look, I was just agreeing to keep the guy calm. You know, I possibly got a nut job on my hands.
Who knows what you got?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you got till you bite into one.
You got that right for it.
Exactly.
I can't believe they pulled it. Totally. They pulled you in. They pulled the tapes and we're looking at all that. Wow. Unbelievable.
You know.
They pull the tapes for my roommate who also drives. Uh-huh. I guess somebody cut her off and she had her hands on the steering wheel and kind of nonchalantly flipped them the bird.
Told them they were number one. Yes. They do that up there too.
Oh yeah. There's a lot more we do up here, but we kind of have to tone it down because of the cameras.
Sure.
But she got talked to about that and they pulled the video and it was like, I didn't see you flip anybody the bird, you know, and it's like, well, it's because my fingers were a little bit lower than what the camera could see.
I'm shocked. It's Canada. I thought people were more friendly up in Canada. But, you know,
we are.
I know, Yazar. I say that tongue in cheek.
We are, but they are. But, you know, they still have assholes coming up from Washington State.
They're still real people.
Oregon.
I know. It's just, well, you know, the thing is, like, down here in the States, we don't really hear about crime up in Canada. I mean, we hardly hear about crime around here. So,
They just keep it from us. Because,
they do. That's what I think they did. It seems that way.
You don't hear about it, you don't know about it.
Right. I don't know. I guess it's just one of those weird things I wasn't expecting, you know, because it's Canada.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like you said, you know, she's over there in the far corner of the world where, you know, the Starbucks was founded and all that.
There
so,
you go. Yeah.
You know, they drift north.
Yeah. You get what you get.
Yeah. Again, chocolates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, we have, let me see. I'm just looking at my list here of winter storms. That's always fun.
Oh, I bet that's a blast.
You mean you get snow?
Yeah.
In Canada?
In Canada?
Come on.
Never. No. It's God cleaning out his hairbrush.
There you go.
We had one storm here that we have a hill going down into the river valley, and then you go across a bridge and then you go up another hill to get to downtown. And when it snows really bad, where's the Sanders? Where's the grader? You know,
kind of like PennDOT.
Nobody's there.
I was just thinking that.
But all the way from Sherwood Park, I'll explain. Sherwood Park is the largest hamlet in Canada. They don't want to go to city status, so they still call it a hamlet, even though there is, I believe, just 100,000 people that live there.
That's a big hamlet.
Yes, that's way bigger than Shoeville here.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a beautiful little place. Well, not so little anymore. I've seen it grow over the years. But taxes are expensive there compared to being in the city here. And we're just 10 minutes across the river from our place to work. So I can make it in eight. sometimes seven.
So you, so when it snows, six. You have no excuse, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I live an hour away from work.
She gets on her toboggan and she just rides down the hill.
Well, you know, I could, because the river is just a couple of blocks from here. I lived with my son and his family for 13 years and they bought a house. And our street was the last street before you go down the hill to the river, which is across the street from the city dump. And sometimes it can get pretty stinky.
Yes, I bet. All depends how the wind blows.
The wind blows. Yeah.
And how warm the summer is.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But they were supposed to move and they haven't moved yet to Kamloops. But my coworker and I ended up getting a condo together and her daughter lives with us. And it's a quiet, you know, except in the summer, you got the windows open and the kids are out playing. And there's some days, because we get up at 3:30 in the morning, she gets up at 2. I can't sleep because my bedroom window faces the parking lot. And there's a green belt just on the other side of the fence. So you get all the kids out there and they're slip and slide at 9 o'clock at night. And
wow.
You,
go,
you know, what's wrong with you people? Put your kids to bed. Right. So what if it's somewhere I have to get up?
Exactly. You know? Or at least, but, you know,
give them a book. Yeah. let them read.
Right. It's time to calm down and get ready for bed.
Yeah. Oh, there is. I'm looking at my list here again. Bus stop surfing.
Ooh,
nice.
Bus stop. Yeah. We, quite a few years ago, we did just straight school runs. We had a pickup area between two high schools, and the kids would come from the south or the north and get on our buses. We had so many buses facing south, so many buses facing north, depending on what subdivision you lived in. And we had an articulated bus, that's the bus with the accordion in the middle, and there'd be standing room only. And those buses hold like over 60 kids.
Wow.
And whereas a regular bus, the Nova buses that we drive are 38 to 42, depending on the style of the bus. Mm-hmm. And they were, the one driver, he was going through one subdivision, and I guess he had a car pull up to him and point to his roof. So he kind of tried to see what he could see. And I guess there was a kid that threw the back hatch at the back of the bus and got onto the roof and decided he was going to pretend he was surfing.
Oh, wow.
I wish I was that bus driver. I found the next low bridge or low bridge.
Or traffic light.
Sorry, I'm done with Teen Wolf up there.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess the driver had to stop. You know, it's a safety issue, of course.
Sure, yeah.
So the kid crawled back down through the hatch, closed it, and nobody said anything. And, you know, they weren't going to rat on this guy, but I guess somebody eventually did. And they called the police, and the police came and you know, dealt with the issue. Mm-hmm. But how part this, but how brain dead do you have to be to crawl on the roof of a moving bus?
Exactly.
Just to prove I'm some kind of an idiot.
Yes.
You know? I was gonna say, you know, God bless you people for driving a bus with 60 screaming kids on there to begin with.
If it were public transportation. If that were me, I'd put all the kids on the roof. Just have a quiet bus. Sit down. I'm strapping you in.
I wouldn't even strap them in. Yeah. Just come up there with a trailer. Get in.
That's terrible. I know I shouldn't say it. I wouldn't really do that. That's why I just don't drive bus.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's funny how it started, you know, driving bus. I was going through some personal issues and I was unemployed, depressed, and And a friend of mine had called. I knew her from helping out at my kid's school, parent advisory, lunch program, you know, helping the teacher on certain days, field trips and stuff. And she also lived out in the trailer court that I had been living in. And she called me up one day and she asked me if I was still looking for work. And I said yes. And she says, well, we're looking for a bus cleaner. Are you interested? And I thought, no, but I'll go. I was depressed. You know, I didn't want to work. I wanted to feel sorry for myself.
Right. You know, it's
but
a job.
I went. I got hired on the spot. And they didn't ask for a resume. They asked for nothing. Wow. All I did was just meet with the garage supervisor who was in charge. And he says, yeah, you got the job. You start at 8:30 tomorrow morning. I went, cool. So
can we make it 9? 8:30 is just too early. Can we push? I got to have time for coffee. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Give me my 6 cups and I'm fine.
There you go, right.
Actually, tell you the truth, I'm not a big coffee drinker. I'll have 1 maybe if somebody at work or if one of my passengers buys me a coffee because we got McDonald's right next door to one of our transit centers. We have 2 and they'll run over, grab a coffee when they get off the commuter bus downtown and bring me a coffee. I'm like, oh, you guys don't need to do that. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going off on the rabbit
trail.
That's
okay. That's cool. Right. I like that. I wish people would buy me.
I mean, a lot,
but I don't drag anybody around. So if anybody's going to buy me a coffee, I literally have to get out and do it.
Right. Your freight doesn't walk on and off the trailer.
Yes. Yep. Yep. But so I started cleaning buses and I was trying to quit smoking at the same time. So I figured I got to figure out how to do this because I knew smoking wasn't good. So I had my Walkman back then and I'd plug in teachings, you know, Bible teachings and whatnot.
Sure.
And I made a promise to God. I says, if you take my cravings, I will never smoke again. And he did.
Wow.
And, you know, the cravings would come like every second and I'd see a cigarette butt on the ground and I'd walk past it and I'd hear this little voice say, go ahead, pick it up. Nobody will know. And get off my shoulder, you know, so I'd pray. And anyway, I eventually quit smoking, but they were short staffed in the fuel bay. And they asked me if I would help out for a couple of weeks. I went, yeah, how hard could it be? Well, let me tell you. We had to wash the buses. So back then it was a 40 gallon pail with, no, 10 gallon pail. Oh, I forget. Anyway, filled with soap and water and a broom kind of thing, and we would spray the bus down with water and then we'd soap it up and scrub all the dirt off and then rinse it off and then move on to the next one. And we did the diesel, the windshield washer fluid, the tranny fluid, what else, oil.
I'd like to get that kind of service when I feel like
I was going
to
say it's a full service thing. It's like, you know, pulling up to the Texaco gas station. You know?
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, and then we had to dump the fare boxes too. We had electronic fare boxes. So we had this thing called a probe and it was on a long wire that, you know, those things that they milk the cows with?
Yeah.
That they put on the udders. Well, that's what this thing looked like. And you would hold it up to this little tiny window on the fare box and it would beep. And after a certain beep, it would unlock. So then you'd have to take this thing out. And I mean, these things were like 15 pounds of metal and coins.
Wow.
And you'd have to turn them upside down close a door, pull a handle down, and all the money would drop into a bin. And then somebody else counted it. So if somebody put like $6 worth of pennies in, you didn't care because you didn't have to count it.
Right.
Which was awesome.
Yes. Oh, you got that right.
And then after you did all that, then it would go, you would drive it into the bus barn because it was all one big area, but the fuel bay was kind of off to the side. Mm-hmm. And so you'd park the bus, and then you'd bring the next bus in. And there was usually only two people that worked in the fuel bay. One went and got the buses. The other one would start, you know, with the fueling and the cleaning of the outside. And then when there was two buses in the lineup, that person would come in and help you until the next bus was ready to go. Mm. And so I did that for probably 2 years. And I had my inspector come up to me one day, and she says, "Ellie, have you ever thought about driving a bus? And, you know, like being an operator?" And I had not really thought about it at that point. But when I was younger, I took a bus all the time. We didn't have the luxury of our parents driving us. You either walked, rode your bike, or took a bus. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And that was actually one of my dreams. That's what I wanted to be when I was younger, was a bus driver. Mm. And I had put that so far back in the back shelf of my mind that I totally did not remember it until a few years later. And it's like, I'm living the dream. You know, this yeah. is what I wanted to be.
There you go.
We said and that one I time always, also.
Yeah.
Then it yeah. became a nightmare.
Well, some days it is a nightmare, yeah. you know, but we learned to deal with it. And I was always under the impression that it takes a certain type of person to be a bus driver. One, a person who is not incredibly shy, because you have to communicate with these people. Sure. And when I was younger, my parents would talk to somebody in the grocery store and I would turn all red and want to run and hide under something. It was like, how can you do that? How can you talk to a complete stranger?
Right.
And this is exactly what I do now. But I asked the inspector, I says, "Well, can I think about it for a while?" And she says, "Yeah, take your time." So she turned around and started going back into the office part of the building. And I turned around and started going back towards the fuel bay. And I stopped dead in my tracks and I said, "Hey, Jan." And she turned around and says, "What?" I says, "Okay."
And I thought that about was it.
Less than a minute. Yeah, I took my time. Yeah. Okay. But, so in order to get trained, I had to do my fuel bay job first. And then at 2 o'clock, that was when we were supposed to be done fueling all the buses that needed it. Because we didn't fuel them every day. We did certain buses on certain days and certain buses on the next day.
Okay.
And back then we didn't have a big fleet. Now we have, oh, cripe, 50 buses. And we're getting a new one. We're getting a hydrogen bus.
Wow.
And we're being slowly trained on that. They have different drivers going out each day for a few hours, learning how to drive this thing. And I've had good feedback from a lot of the drivers that have gone through the training already. But so it only took us a few hours because we couldn't really do anything until the buses started coming in off of their routes.
Okay.
So if they started coming in at 10:30, we had from 10:30 till 2 to get the buses fueled and washed, because that's when they started going out again.
Mm.
And we had what they call dial-a-bus midday. So there was
four dial buses. Each driver had a certain area that they would pick up in. And people would phone and say, I would like a bus at this bus stop number.
Wow, it's like calling a big taxi. Numbered.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so like a bus Uber. Go and pick that person yeah. up. And I did it for quite a while.
Wow.
After I learned how to drive and was trained. But with the training, that was in May when I was asked, and I didn't get fully trained until the last day of August so that I could start school being fully trained.
Sure.
Because of our summer holidays and stuff. And for the first, we signed a piece of work. Usually back then it was for 4 months. And almost every day of those 4 months, they would get me to sit at across the street from the mall in case they needed a spare bus if somebody broke down or, you know, was late, whatever. Mm-hmm. And every morning it was, please don't call me. Please don't call me. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is my school route. So as I'm sitting at the mall one day, I get a call on the radio. Ellie, can you go and do the 405? And I'm thinking through my brain, what the hell was a 405 doll? It's like, oh, okay, I think I remember. And so I started it, and I missed the second turn. And we're technically not supposed to back up without a spotter. Mm-hmm. And I had nobody on the bus. It was a residential area, so it wasn't busy. It was 7:45 in the morning, and I was like, okay, I can do this and get away with it. So I backed up half a bus and then made my way quarter in and did good all the way to the transit center. So, and then after that, then I would go and start picking up the kids for school. Drop them off in between those two high schools. Mm-hmm. And then it was done for the morning. And I would either go home or hang around the shop, but usually it was sometimes a 5-hour split. And wow. More often than not, I would go home because
yep.
I lived close by.
Okay.
And come back for the school run in the afternoon. And back then, you were only guaranteed... new trainees were only guaranteed 20 hours a week. So four hour school runs, two in the morning, two in the afternoon, which you technically didn't drive for 2 hours. Sometimes only 45 minutes, but you'd still get paid for those 2 hours.
Right.
And so two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and you were done for the day. You know, and in between.
Sounds like your kind of job.
It does sound like my kind of job.
I forgot. Go ahead.
No, we've just figured out Brian's new job.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to work less than his older age. 2 hours. Well, yeah. I think he can do that.
Yeah, I certainly can.
Anyway, back to Ellie. Yes. Sorry.
But, I did still clean buses and work in the fuel bay up into a certain point. I had, this was like going home after our, to do the fuel bay and the cleaning. Mm-hmm. We used to have Greyhound coaches and I tell you, that was awesome. You'd go downtown in these coaches and people would recline the seats and have a snooze on the way home. And
wow.
The buses had radios in them so you could turn tunes on. And when you're picking up a lot of older people that don't like certain music stations, mm-hmm. they will tell you. And I had one lady get quite upset at the fact that the radio was even on. So I turned it off, you know, I got grumbled out for turning it off.
Uh-huh.
But I figured out that you can play it. And she used to sit towards the back of the bus. And we had it set so that you could
turn the radio on for the front three or four rows, and nobody in the back can hear it.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I did. And because I had people that, are you going to let her push you around kind of thing? And it's like, well, right now I have no choice, but I'll figure this out. So I did. And it was great driving these things, but a lot of people in Edmonton, because there's a little competition going on between Sherwood Park and Edmonton. It's like, you guys are idiots. Why are you driving these coaches? You know, drive a bus. Because to them, a coach is not a bus like, you know, a normal person would catch. But hey, Sherwood Park people are spoiled.
There you go.
Spoil our customers. Yeah. But, they're spoiled to the point where one person can say something and the whole system will change.
Wow.
Yeah. When a driver say something, oh, well, we'll check into it and never hear anything ever again. So, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing.
Yes, you know it.
But hang on here. I forgot where I was going.
You're greasing the squeaky wheel.
All right, yeah. And proof of that is we have a new sign up coming up for spring. School is out for the university and college, so our ridership is going to be down. Mm-hmm. And what happens with that is we do a new sign up, and not the bus route itself, but what you do for a piece of work changes. And they had posted on a wall outside our dispatch office the new runs, and people were starting to look at them going, this is freaking insane. They give you 15 minutes to go from one bus route to another. And you can't even sometimes go from the transit center to the garage in 15 minutes. So they expect you to come in, do your pre-trip, which they give you 15 minutes to do. And then you leave and go to the transit center or university or wherever your first run starts. Mm-hmm. And people were just absolutely in shock. So we actually talked amongst ourselves. We have a group that we sit with in the morning when we come in. There's probably, I don't know, 10 of us. And we're the outspoken group. We're the senior drivers. And I'm number two in seniority, but technically I'm number one because our number one lady's been off work for the last 2 years. Well, I'll tell you a story about her.
And 2 years, I think she's out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She needs to come back to work because she's in jeopardy of losing her car. Then she won't be able to get back to work.
Well, she'll have to take the bus. But, just pick her up.
Yeah. Well, the sad part is she starts. The run that I'm doing right now is the one that she would be doing. So our buses don't run that early to pick her up in order to be at work by 5:20. But so anyway, we kind of talked amongst ourselves and thought we're going to send in driver concern forms and just get a whole bunch of us to do it. Well, I come in from work on Wednesday and I had misplaced my keys and we were searching for those, my car keys. And in the meantime, I'm talking to dispatch. Our director, who has an office in the building, comes walking through the driver's lounge. So some of the drivers cornered him and said, look, this is not right. But, and once everything was all said and done, I said to him, I says, have you actually looked at the sign? To be honest, no. And I says, I suggest you do, and then take it down. And he did.
Wow.
And they have to have it all figured out
the guy that does the scheduling scheduled school buses. So school bus scheduling and transit scheduling are two different entities, totally different.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So he's doing it with a school bus mindset. And I think that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. But also, too, because we now have tap on and tap off fare, you get these little cards called ARC cards. And you load it like a credit card, or like a prepaid credit card, and you tap on this machine.
Right.
When you get on the bus, you tap off, and that determines
your fare.
What you're going to be charged for fare.
Okay.
So I forgot where I was going. I'm old. My mind wanders.
It's all right. You're driving a bus. You can go anywhere you want.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so, oh, I know where I was going. Program for the scheduling belongs to Edmonton. So this guy does the schedule up and then sends it to Edmonton. Edmonton inputs it into a computer and it spits out the runs. Well, Edmonton doesn't have commuter buses like we do, because we go from Sherwood Park to Edmonton, and they're called commuters because you're actually on a highway going between cities.
Okay.
And Edmonton's program does not recognize that. So it spits out whatever it is, and it's like a puzzle piece we were explained. You take a bit from here and a bit from there, and you plop it here and you put it over there, and out comes supposedly a decent run. And they were, pardon my language, they were all crap. And we have two drivers that can't drive double deckers because of injuries. And
you guys have double decker buses up there.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
See, you don't have to go to London.
No.
Yeah. We have 15, I think.
14 and a half. One of them went through a low bridge.
Yeah. Well, actually, a couple of them, I guess, caught on fire. I sent Jack a video on the contact form. I don't know whether he was able to look at that, but the one bus was going up the one of the hills, and I guess discovered that there was a fire in the back end.
Wow.
And that had six passengers plus a driver, and five of those passengers were kids, and it was summer. And so it wasn't busy or anything. It's driver, not like you had
driver. It's getting hot back here. Shut up, kid.
Started filling up with smoke.
Wow.
Yeah. So even if you Google Sherwood Park double decker catches on fire, it should have it on there. But
get on the Google machine.
Yeah, I don't personally like driving them. I'm to that point where let the younger people do the commuter runs. I want to stay local in Sherwood Park. I like the people there for the most part that I pick up. I've developed some really awesome friendships with some of them. And the transit system out there is so much different than Edmonton, and they use our buses for like Special Olympics, and we've had people from Northwest Territories in the States and come up and compete in the Special Olympics, and our buses are the ones that transport them to the different events. And I wasn't able to do it this round, but maybe the next time. I don't know. It depends on if I'm still driving. Sure. I want to retire,
But
me too.
Can I afford to retire is the question.
That's the question we're all searching for. The answer is just eluding us.
Yeah.
Like, well,
the answer is no.
Yeah. If you like eating, no. If you want a place to live.
Well,
no.
We have one guy. Yeah. We have one guy that just turned 84 and he's still driving.
Oh,
he
my
drives
goodness.
More hours than I do.
Wow.
Yeah. But he's
84.
We have a. Yeah, and he just keeps going. He's like the Energizer Bunny. And then it's like, holy crap, Mel, when are you going to retire? And it's like,
you've been here 50 years. You know, get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Hasn't
I mean,
been
that's
with us that long. He used to drive for Diversified Transportation, and he was doing a lot of the driving for the. Oil refinery up in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
And he just, you know, kind of gave that up. We used to, when I first started driving, the drivers were under contract with Diversified, but the buses belonged to the county of Strathcona, which is Sherwood Park.
Uh-huh.
And so we were basically rented out to the county. And when I started, my wage was $8 an hour. Now we're up over 30. But it's
kind of
taken
like us.
Look at that.
Kind of like us.
20 some years to get there.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel.
Yes. We know what you feel.
Yeah, we've been doing it. I've been, you know, driving for 30 years and, you know, I'm at $31 an hour.
So it's let me just stop you there a minute. So your bus, the buses that they utilize up there, they're for city transit, hauling the kids back and forth to school, special events, you know, like you said, the Special Olympics and stuff like that.
Yep.
Let me just put this in perspective. Down our way here, the school district has their own busing, right, or they sub it out to lease it out to a contractor that has school buses. Public transportation has their own buses, BART to Atlanta. The commuter bus is usually a different bus, like Bieber or Transbridge, whatever.
Lines,
you know, and then on top of that all, then there's the Greyhounds that are running around.
Right.
So we have five different buses. And
styles, types. The coaches are like, you know, our coach bus is you know, like Bieber.
Right, exactly. But it's five different companies moving people around, and up there, they're doing it all with the one company. That's
Well,
wow. God bless.
We still have the cheese wagons, as they call them up here, the yellow school buses. Oh. We used to.
I was wondering.
Cheese wagons.
You know, just a trivia question here. On your school buses, do they have black lines?
Yes.
Do you know what those lines are for?
I do. My hand's up in the air.
Okay.
I do.
I did not know that until my roommate.
Go ahead. Yeah. Let everybody know. But
I didn't know until like 2 weeks ago. So go for it.
Okay. The bottom line is to show emergency services or whoever. That's where the floor is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next one is for where, I guess the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top one is, I forget what the top one is. Anyways, there's three different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if they get into an accident and they need to extract kids or whoever's on the bus,
those black lines are
to look.
Are the indicator lines as to where to cut?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
top of the seat.
Yep.
The top back of the seat. You know,
yeah,
that's the top line.
Yeah,
and then middle line is where the seat where they sit on it.
Right,
the seat, and then the bottom is
the floor is the level. Floor. Yeah.
Yep, it's crazy. I had no idea. I just thought, you know, they put three lines on a bus. I don't know.
I just saw that too recently that somebody actually.
Yeah, somebody.
It was in printer in an article because that's why. It was recent within a month for me. You know, I was like,
You might have been the one that told me.
Yeah, it could have been.
I was like, you know, one of those obscure conversations. Yeah. Somebody was talking to us and they said, hey, you know what? The three blinds on the bus. I was like, I had no idea. I just figured, right. It's decoration. I don't know.
It's decoration. Yeah. They had extra back pain.
See, that's what I always thought. Yeah. I didn't know it had a purpose.
You know, you want to break up the yellow.
Look at that. A PSA on Hammer Lane Legends.
There you go.
Intercontinental. Yeah.
You listen and learn.
Yes.
This is the learning center part.
Yeah. But no, we have transit. Uh-huh. We have the yellow school buses. We used to do both the public and the Catholic.
Okay.
But the Catholic decided they wanted, no, the public decided they wanted to stick with the school buses. Mm. So we don't pick up, we don't have school runs specifically for public. If they happen to get on the bus at a bus stop, you know, that's public.
Sure.
But we do have buses that go to one of the high schools. It's actually the only Catholic high school. Goes from grade 8 to grade 12.
Hmm.
Grade 9 to grade 12.
So just senior high.
We pick those kids up and drop them off at the transit center. We have two double deckers that pick them up at the transit center. Plus, that's also the route that my roommate does. She does the 430 route, which at quarter to eight and quarter after eight are her busiest times. And she'll have a full bus. And we're not technically, they don't want us to take standing loads, but sometimes you can't help it. And she just goes straight from the transit center, drops off whoever needs to be dropped off, but technically doesn't pick anybody up on that particular time. That's what the double deckers are for. Mm. They'll kind of like frog hop. I'll pick up this stop, you pick up the next one, I'll pick up that one, and all the way to the school, which usually takes about 10 minutes to get to the school. And in the afternoon, I've been doing extra work a few times a week where I go to the school, the same school, and pick the kids up and then drop them off in the subdivisions that they live in. And my report time is like 2:54, and I come back to the garage for 10 to 4. So it's just a little over an hour,
right.
But I get paid for two.
Well, that's good.
That is cool.
Okay, yeah. By me.
Yeah,
yeah, you got that right. I like getting paid for that. Yeah. You know, I'm not. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, and when for I was sure, in high school, I had to walk. So
yeah,
I was a
both
walker.
Ways uphill.
Yeah. Yep. But it was only 1.6 miles, so.
Yeah. Well, with Sherwood Park not being that big, I mean, they could walk, but like I say, we spoil our customers.
I was going to say, kids don't walk today anymore.
Right, exactly.
No, they don't.
No.
No, and that's the sad part. It's like technology. Technology is here to help us, but it's also making us really stupid.
It is.
Because people don't critical think anymore.
Nope.
They don't pay attention. How many times have you seen somebody on their phone walking down the street, wham, right into a telephone pole?
I love those videos.
Oh, yeah, those videos are
awesome. My word. I spend hours on YouTube just watching people walking into fountains. Yeah. People, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? Put your phone down. Put your eyes up.
Yeah.
You know, do something.
two minutes, you know. Yep. Can you not live without your phone? And I mean, I'm not as bad, but I do spend a lot of time, not so much on my computer anymore, but my iPad and my phone.
Uh-huh.
And when they brought in a distracted driving law. So even for us bus drivers, when you're at the transit center, if you want to go on your phone to do whatever, you literally have to get out of your bus seat. You can lean up against it, but you cannot be sitting in the seat in order to be on your phone. And you can get ticketed for it. Or worst case scenario, you can get fired.
Right.
No, it's early retirement.
That's the retirement.
Yeah, depending upon, well, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to retire.
I'm going to go find a cop.
I would like to do that, but I don't want to go that route.
Right.
Yet.
You don't want to go out in a blaze of glory, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my word.
No blaze of glory. Just let me slide under the radar.
There you go. That's it.
But we've had drivers come in and one morning and the next morning they're gone. You know, it's like, well, what happened to Joe? Oh, he retired. He what? And it's like, oh, great. I didn't know. Well, nobody knew except management.
Right.
And because he didn't want anybody to know, you know, they're so secretive over there. It's, you know, their privacy law.
We've had guys do that at work.
Yeah.
they got a phone call for what they were supposed to do that night. And it was just basically like, I don't want to do that. I'm retiring as of right now. And they literally retired.
Not the way management wanted to handle it, but they did.
Yeah. But it's fun. Like, our old boss, the guy that actually brought the double deckers in, when we first got to meet him, he sat in our driver's lounge and he says, my dad told me once, he says, find a job that you really like and it won't seem like a job.
Right.
And
I've heard that my whole life. I'm still working.
Yeah.
You're still in search.
And, oh, for sure. I love my job, but I'm getting tired. You know, it's like, please. But, I'm just trying to think here. We had a mechanic pass away.
On the job.
That was on the job. That was pretty tragic.
Ooh,
I was talking with my dispatcher the other day because I couldn't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
They used to have a plaque on the wall, but I guess they moved it into the mechanics area, which is separate from us in the same building, but there's just a door between us.
Is that used as a deterrent for the mechanics? Keep doing what you're doing. This is what happens.
Well, you know,
you're going to go there. I wasn't going to go there.
I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
I work at night. My brain goes all over the place.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's what we thought. There's always those. Well, I wonder if they're doing this, you know, like conspiracy theories.
See?
It's like, well, I bet you they're doing this because of.
Yep.
And technically that's not the case, but it feels like it.
Yeah.
But when I first started, we had drivers in the mechanics area all the time. They'd go and stand underneath the buses when they were up in the hoist and everything and just yik-yak. And we'd go from the parking lot, walk through the garage door into the driver's area and visit. But we don't do that anymore. The only time we get to visit with them is when we have an issue with our bus and they come out, you know, start it because it's dead or, you know, they have to do something with the tire or whatever.
Sure.
And we don't do a lot of social functions.
Right.
The last one we had was in January. That's when we do our Christmas party. Because everybody's so stressed around Christmas time, we thought we'd wait until after Christmas.
That's a cool idea.
And we have it at the Sherwood Park Golf Course. The food is amazing. We have such a good time. They have a photo booth and you can goof off. And
who's golfing in January?
You know, the music. What's that?
Who's golfing in January? So you know there's not going to be full.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they do have a skating rink at the golf course.
Oh, that's cool.
And
nobody golfs in Canada. They play hockey.
Hockey. Yeah. At least I think they have a skating rink.
If not, it's a hockey
Maybe
rink.
It's just a ball hockey thing. I don't know. I'm too old. I can't remember. Or go off in this rabbit hole thing.
That's all right. I'm too old for ice skating, too.
Mechanic.
So. Yes.
The bus that I had been driving that morning was a different style bus. I can't even remember what kind it was, but it didn't have a maxi brake that you could pop and put in neutral and, you know, away you go once you turn it off. This bus was like a car. You just put it in park and that was it. Didn't have any safety brakes.
Wow.
And there was something that he needed to do underneath the bus. And I guess while he was under there, and they were always told, don't do it alone. But apparently he did. And air was released out of the airbag. It rolled and it crushed him, crushed his head. And that was his birthday.
Oh my word, that day. You got to be kidding me.
And
that's the unlucky lottery.
It was sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old of a guy was he?
But he was,
I mean, roughly an older guy, or was he, you know,
early 30s, maybe?
Wow. Oh my word.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Wow.
Yeah. Super nice guy. And drivers have said that his ghost is there.
Ooh, I bet it is.
I was trying to get some stories from some of the other drivers. And one of the drivers was saying she was in the where they parked the buses, and it was quiet. It was late at night, and she was just coming in off of her shift, I guess. And she heard her name called, just as clear as us sitting here. Wow. And she turned around, and nobody was there. So she thought maybe she was hearing something, and she walked away, you know, a few feet, and she heard it again. And I guess it really creeped her out. So she just kind of hurried up and got out of there.
Yeah, skedaddle.
And there was, I would have been gone like a shot.
Yep.
And well, I've actually had that happen.
That would be a good reason why the drivers don't go over the garage anymore.
It would be.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
But I guess we have an upstairs to our building. And there was a maintenance guy going up the stairs. And I guess he got, I don't know, maybe halfway up. And he felt this thing come through him. And he said that he got extremely cold, like almost, I guess you could say, a demonic cold. Mm-hmm. And I guess he went down the stairs out the front door and never came back.
Wow.
That was a serious freaking feeling.
Kind of,
Wow.
There is some kind of spirit there.
Yeah.
But, and other drivers have said that they have heard things. And one of the inspectors, I guess, was going through the garage, locking all the doors after everybody was done for the night. And he was walking back, making his rounds, and all the switches on the doors were up instead of down.
Mm.
And there was nobody else in that building but him. So he flicked the switches, you know, to lock the doors again. And I don't remember if it happened again or not. I don't think so. But he says there was just him, and all these switches were moved. You know, it's creepy.
Yep.
And I've heard things. You know, I for the most part don't really pay attention. But let me see what else here. Oh, we have one guy. He was an older guy. He had been drinking on the job.
Well, he's having fun.
I guess, you don't drink and drive. You know,
no.
That's just a given.
Amen to that, sister.
But I guess, I guess they caught him and were taking him right directly from the bus to the RCMP station, which was a few blocks away. And at that time, we didn't have a road that went from our transit center to past the police station. They had just recently built it a couple of years ago here. And so they had to go out on the main drag, go up a couple of blocks, turn left, and then go down a couple of blocks to get to the station or RCMP station. Well, in the process of making your left-hand turn to go to the RCMP station, there's a superstore on the corner. So he begged and begged and begged the inspector, please, please, please let me go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom so bad I won't make it. So the inspector took him to the store, walked in with him, didn't go into the bathroom. But on the way out, I guess this driver was trying to formulate a plan on how to get away.
Right.
And I guess what he did was he reached into his pants pocket, and I guess he had a whole whack of change, and threw it on the floor, figuring people were going to stop and pick it up and cause a big commotion. Well, that didn't work. he did end up going to the RCMP station, and they did fire him for that. But that just hearing about that was funny.
Yeah, you got that right.
I believe that he tried that.
that is a desperation move like I've never heard before. I got change in my pocket. Hold on. I got something going on here. No.
Just hearing about it, we laughed and laughed and laughed. It was so funny. But I was gonna tell you about our number one driver, who's been off for almost 2 years.
Right.
She was going to the transit center on one of, like, she started her route and she was coming. Like I say, we have two transit centers, one on the south side of Sherwood Park and one kind of middle to north. And one is called Bethel Transit Terminal, and the other one is called Ord's Transit Center. And she was going to Ord's, and she had to cross over Sherwood Drive, which is one of our main roads. And I guess as she was going through it, some guy hit her with his truck, pushed her across the road going, she's going west. So he pushed her so that her bus was now facing south and into a brick wall where London Drugs is.
Okay.
And she ended up crashing through the wall, and there was a lady in the back that was like a storage area in the drugstore.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lady in there, and she had for a couple of weeks been asking them, London Drug staff, to please move this desk that was in the way. And it's a good thing they did not move it, because that was the only thing that kept her safe from any other harm. She did end up going to the hospital, but she was okay. But they had said that if that desk hadn't have been there, she would have been severely injured. So somebody was looking out for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But now it took almost a year for them to fix the wall. They just had like plywood and tarps over top of it. But they rebricked it because it was a brick wall,
mm-hmm,
just in that one spot. And they put those, you know, those big yellow pole things that are like 12 inches around.
Yeah.
They put two of those to keep people from going into the brick wall again.
Wow.
But
so she was hurt.
Yeah, so
she was hurt pretty good.
She wasn't wearing her seatbelt, and she ended up on the floor and injured her back. And when she kind of sort of healed from that, she was supposed to come back. But I guess she was sleeping on her recliner and had a heating pad on her foot, had second degree burns to her foot. So she was off with that. That healed, and then she was supposed to come back, and she decided she was going to go for a walk here sometime end of November, December. She slipped on her driveway and broke her arm between her shoulder and her elbow.
Wow.
Boy, talk about some bad luck.
How about it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If she didn't have bad luck, she wouldn't have any kind of luck.
Right. You know? That's the truth. Oh, my word.
But so she's trying to come back for this next sign up. And everybody's like, no, because that gives me one less piece of work I can bid on. You know? It's like, no, please don't come back. And me, I don't care because I'm number two. So, and let's see. Oh, we have a lady. A Chinese lady that has a stroller full of like 4 to 5 great big bags of bottles that she takes in every day. And they pick her up in one subdivision. She comes to the transit center. Sometimes she gets on my bus. Most likely she gets on the bus going the other direction and gets dropped off at the Orange Transit Center because we have a bottle depot just, you know, 500 feet from the transit center. So she goes there, gets back on, and does it again. She does that sometimes twice a day.
So are they like returnable bottles? Is that what she's doing? She's like,
yeah.
Like, when we were kids, we used to collect glass bottles and recycle them.
Well, not only that, could it even be plastic bottles?
Well, that's what I mean. Is it right? You know, yeah. It's that type of thing, though. She's collecting bottles to take them in for cash. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We have a great recycling thing up here. I'm really surprised you guys don't recycle down there.
Oh, we recycle.
I had a friend that went. Well, she was in Utah. She went and stayed, I guess, at St. George in Utah for the winter. She bought herself a motor home after she sold her acreage and just wanted to get away for the winter and away from her mother. But that's a whole different story. And she said that the amount of bottles that she could have brought back in the 2 months she was down there, she could have bought herself a car.
I bet.
And like we do plastics, we do cardboard, we do glass. We got recycling plants all over the place out here. And some places you just load up your truck or your car and take it and unload it and put it in like big garbage bins. Uh-huh. And you don't get paid for it. The only thing you get paid for is your bottles.
Okay.
And milk cartons, juice jugs, you know, whatever. But my roommate and I, we wait till we have usually about 4 bags, and then we'll take them to the bottle depot just about 1.5 to 2 miles from us. And I think the last time we took it in, we almost got $40.
Wow.
But it took us a few months to get that.
Yeah, so. But it's, I mean, and it's then $43, you know?
Buy lunch with it.
Right. You know? What the heck? You know, that's even if, you know, $40 or whatever, even if it takes a couple of months to save it up, what did it cost you? Other than you were going to buy buy the soda or the drink or whatever anyway. So you save the bottle and you store them up and then you go get $40 back and you go get lunch. I'm with you on that. That's a good plan.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We do that all the time. We have a recycle bag hanging on the door to our basement. And every time we have a pop or occasionally a beer or a bottle of wine, whatever, you know, yogurt, those little drinkable yogurt Yop containers, those are all recyclable. So, you know, we just pop them, rinse them out first.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about this Chinese lady. She takes the bottles home, but she doesn't clean them. Like she doesn't wash them out or anything. And quite often the bag will have a hole in it and you'll get all sorts of liquid all over the floor.
She's dribbling
but
all
she
over.
She comes prepared. Yeah. She'll wipe it up. She'll have paper towel or a cloth or something.
Oh, that's good.
And wipe it up. And so she is. And then every now and again, she'll dig in something on her baby stroller, like a granola bar, and hand it to you and put her hands together and bow and, you know, say thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I want to eat this. I think it's going to go in the garbage.
But the idea was nice. Thanks for the thought.
Right.
And you look at the date because, expiry dates, and it's like 2 years ago. And it's like, yes, no.
Well, it just says Best Buy. It doesn't, yeah.
it doesn't say you know, no good. You know? That date's just a suggestion. Yeah. You don't really have to. You know, they give it leeway.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know people that are so anal about, you know, expiry dates. And it's like, seriously, you're wasting good food because it expired yesterday and you haven't even opened it yet. Like, what's wrong with your brain? I can, I'm a nice lady, but I can get really sarcastic. You know, and it's fun. I'm old. I don't care what
isn't it beautiful getting older?
Oh, I love it.
I'm not impressing anybody anymore.
It expired, but one day. Did they put the actual right date on, or was that supposed to be Monday's can? I don't know. Hey,
yeah, exactly. Good.
Don't worry about it.
Let me see. Oh, this is funny. April Fool's.
Coming up real soon.
It is coming up real soon.
Coming up. I kind of wonder, you know, what they're going to... what transit's going to do this year. A couple of years ago, we had an article written in the Sherwood Park newspapers, just a little dinky paper. I don't even know if they make it.
Alrighty, everybody. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the ride. This one is going to be a two-parter for all of y'all because this one was a long one. There were a lot of stories shared, a lot of discussion going on, and so this one's going to be, you're going to hear part two next week for next week's show. So get ready for that one. I hope you guys enjoyed it this week, and if you did enjoy it, go ahead and share that show. You can just hit the share button on any of those apps that you use to listen to this podcast. And if you like to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we're on all of those. We post a bunch of different random things. Good memes, good content, little clips of the show. And sometimes you'll get sneak peeks of the show before it comes out. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as always. And we'll see you next week. Peace out. Oh, wait. That's Back It Up Fridays. I gotta say, keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Bye.